The Crossing of Ingo by Helen Dunmore, read by Kate Sachs. Chapter 1.
I see that the guardian sharks have returned, says Irvis.
Both he and Saldauer glance upwards. Far above them, shadowy shapes patrol, gliding across their territory and then turning with a whip of the tail.
Yes, they are back, says Saldauer.
His face is watchful.
They gave you no trouble on your journey to the Groves of Aelaf?
No trouble at all, says Irvis with cold satisfaction. The sharks and I know each other well.
Perhaps a little too well, murmurs Saldauer.
Irvis doesn't reply. His powerful tail stirs, as if he'd like to lash out at Saldauer, but he does nothing.
The sharks also know it is their duty to guard the Groves of Aelaf, continues Saldauer, still watching Irvis closely.
Irvis's face remains expressionless, but his broad, muscle-packed shoulders give a small shrug. Saldauer lets it pass. Ingo needs every drop of strength that Saldauer possesses now. Irvis grows bolder day by day. The wound that almost killed Saldauer when the tide knot broke has been slow to heal, but he cannot allow himself to relax for a second. Irvis has lost one battle, but this is war, and there are many more battles to be fought. He has more followers now than ever. Already too many of the Mer are forgetting what they owe to the human children who ventured to the deep, fought the Kraken in all his shape-shifting terror, and defeated him. They listen to Irvis, rewriting the past.